CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki, in our top stories. Cooperation ties between Cameroon in diverse fields such as road infrastructure, energy and agriculture have been qualified as exemplary and mutually beneficial by a visiting Chinese top congressman and Cameroon's premier. Solutions to challenges faced by Cameroon's medical professionals are being sought at the annual General Assembly of the Cameroon Medical Council, with members evaluating their health coverage, retirement benefits, working conditions, among others. In sports, the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Bike Competition has kicked off in Bagofit, with Kenye Feju Mariol, winner of the women's category, and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo leading in the Elite 2 category. Those were our top stories. But first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lepka. Fruits of Sino-Cameroonian cooperation ties in the domains of roads, energy, and agriculture have been hailed as perfect examples of a win-win partnership. This was during an audience the chairperson of the National People's Congress of China, Zhang Qinghui, was granted with Prime Minister John Guté in Yaoundé. Mr. Zhang Qinghui is in Cameroon to attend the inauguration ceremony of the new National Assembly complex, scheduled to start at 11 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, Saturday. The new Inspector General of the Armed Forces, appointed by presidential decree of October 22, has been officially commissioned into office. He is Brigadier General Frederick Jonkep, aged 64, a graduate of the Combined Services Military Academy, who has spent 38 years in the Army. The Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defense, Joseph Betiasomo, has asked him to remobilize the troops under his supervision through routine and spontaneous inspections to prevent laxity. Farm inputs and equipment, plus basic food items, sports apparatus, and prizes for academic excellence have been handed out to less privileged people in Momo Division of the Northwest Region. They were donated by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of the Supreme State Audit, Ba Acha Rose Fomundam. While expressing their gratitude for the items, the beneficiaries reportedly appealed to President Paul Biya to accept the request for his candidacy in the next presidential elections. Members of the Cameroon Medical Council are studying resolutions to be adopted for implementation next year. Key concerns are in the domains of social protection for medical professionals, which include health coverage and retirement benefits. They are attending the annual General Assembly in Yaoundé, where the Council's activities for the year running to its end are being evaluated. The Minister of Finance informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December the 1st, 2024. The minister further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform help desk, accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.support.harmony2.cm, a messaging service 691-881-881, specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. Sports. Cyclists, among whom are members of the elite and women, are competing in the 60-kilometer closed-circuit lap of the Chantal Biya Mountain Bike Competition in Bagofit, East Region. The competition, which is in its second edition this year, was given the kickoff by the Sports and Physical Education Minister, Narcisse Muele Kombi, representing First Lady Chantal Biya. This in the presence of government officials, including the event's promoter, Public Service and Administrative Reforms Minister, Joseph Lee. Women's football. The new Guinness Super League season begins tomorrow, Saturday, with two fixtures. Defending champions FC Ebolova take on Itambong of Kambe at the University of Bamenda Stadium. While at 3 p.m., Amazon FAP will clash with Vision Foot at Ngwaekele Stadium in Yaoundé. The other day one games will be played on Sunday. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. Four persons from the same family have died in Gobo subdivision of the Far North region after allegedly consuming poisoned food while others are receiving treatment in the hospital. The deceased are said to have consumed millet flour mixed with a local substance used in eradicating mice, leaving the inhabitants of the community in consternation. Sylvester Temken completes that story.
According to local authorities, the four members of the family, a couple and their two children in the locality of Bugurum in Mayodanai division, had consumed millet flour containing a product commonly known as chocoloma used to eradicate mice. Robotango Nangina, mayor of Gobo,
they bought the product purposely to eradicate mice in their home, but unfortunately, it was stored in a millet container. The lady who went to grind the millet was not aware of the product and everything was crushed together. The people who ate the food all perished.
Meanwhile, four other members of the same family are currently receiving treatment in the Gobo Health Center after consuming the deadly meat, prompting local authorities to investigate the preservation of cereals in warehouses.
After
the incident, a team went to the field to inspect warehouses and they discovered that some people were preserving cereals with dangerous products. So we sealed the warehouses.
The unfortunate incident has compelled local authorities to step up awareness on the proper use of fertilizer and other products that are dangerous to humans. Nicholas Manibaga, first assistant to the senior divisional officer for Mayodanai.
We have asked the divisional delegation of agriculture to intensify sensitization, especially on some of these dangerous products, and we have to inspect the products in our markets and how they are preserved.
For now, the population of the locality of Bugurum is still to come to terms with the tragedy that has befallen this family. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
A mind-blowing tragedy. May we please be more careful. We told you in the headlines, the chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China has paid a cut visit to Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Jiangute. The two officials, flanked by close aides, held a working session during which the rich bilateral cooperation between Cameroon and China was put under review and celebrated as an example of win-win partnerships. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The vice chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China is in Cameroon to represent his country at the inauguration of the new National Assembly building constructed with financial assistance from China. The courtesy visit he paid to the Prime Minister Head of Government is a sign of respect and consideration for the long-standing, rich and multiform bilateral relations which China and Cameroon enjoy. The cooperation of over five decades was the main topic of discussion during the working session which Joseph Jiangute and Zhang Qingwei held in the PM's office. Flanked by their close aides, the two officials for about an hour analyzed the fruits of Sino-Cameroon relations, which abound in the domains of hydroelectricity, roads, and agro-industry, amongst others. The Lakdo and Memvele hydroelectric dams, the Yaoundé-Douala motorway, the Yaoundé Conference Center and Multipurpose Sports Complex, as well as the Yaoundé Confucius Institute in Erik and agro-processing units in the east and center regions, are examples of projects which attest to the vibrancy of the relations. Relations which are about to receive yet another landmark project in the new National Assembly building. the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, and the visiting Vice Chair of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, Zhang Qingwei, both agreed that there is every reason to maintain and continue improving and projecting the partnership between Cameroon and China as a model of a win-win partnership. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The Inspector General of the Armed Forces in the Ministry of Defense, appointed by presidential decree on October the 22nd this year, Brigadier General Frederick Njonkep, has been installed. During the ceremony attended by senior military officials and civilian personalities, the minister delegate at the presence in charge of defense, Joseph Betiasomo, challenged him to work in strict compliance with the 2001 decrees on the reorganization of defense forces, which regulate his functions. Albert Njembonde reports.
Je déclare installé dans ses fonctions d'inspecteur général des armées, le général de brigade Njonkep Meumi Frederick.
A brief but colorful military ritual marked by a speech of Minister Joseph Betiasomo and Brigadier General Frederick Njonkep is commissioned. In the presence of a cocktail of generals and senior military officers from the regions and the central command, led by the Defense Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General René Claude Meka, as well as some parliamentarians, directors general, and family members, marking the perfect symbiosis between the army and the nation. The 64-year-old Brigadier General, who hails from the West Region of Cameroon, graduate of the 1986 batch of cadet officers from EMEA, christened November 6, is saluted for yet another mark of confidence bestowed on him by Commander-in-Chief President Paul Biya. But Joseph Betiasomo was quick to caution not to be carried away by the euphoria of his appointment, reiterating that confidence must be consolidated and merited on a daily basis. Brigadier General Frederick Njonkep is reassured that the choice on his person was not a random pick and was instructed to accomplish his mission in compliance with the 2001 decrees reorganizing the defense forces, show proof of initiative and discernment, and cultivate a spirit of collaboration. He replaces the deceased Vice Admiral Ngwangali, whose 63-year dedication, patriotism, and selflessness at the service of the Cameroon military was saluted with a minute of silence.
While transmitting the encouragements of President Paul Biya, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, Minister Joseph Betiasomo also saluted the memory of General Njonkep's predecessor, the Vice Admiral Ngwangali, who died in June this year. Take a listen.
The high confidence that the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, has once again bestowed on him undoubtedly confirms his merit and dedication to the service of the nation through his rich professional career and solid service record. I would like to once again take this opportunity to renew the nation's tributes on behalf of the High Command and on my own behalf to his late illustrious predecessor, who died last June in France, Vice Admiral Guillaume Ngwangali, for the dedication, self-sacrifice, and patriotism with which he carried out his successive missions during his 63 years of service under the flag, including 13 as the head of the General Inspectorate of the Armed Forces.
Minister Joseph Betiasomo saluting the memory of Vice Admiral Ngwangali, who passed on last June this year. In the meantime, the 20th batch of students of the International War School are in the littoral region on an interior study mission. The goal of the mission, which began in the Mungo Division, is to provide additional knowledge to the officer trainees on the Cameroonian Defence Forces. The team is conducted by Brigadier General Cavalier, commander of the International War School. Scholar Maloke reports.
It was a field training which almost looked like a commando march for the 60 trainees of the 20th batch of the International War College. The internal study mission in the littoral began at the ground-to-ground artillery regiment in the town of Kongsamba in the Mongo Division. There, the trainees from Africa and Europe were taught the specificities of ground-to-ground artillery in the conduct of a joint military operation. The study visit continued in Douala to the second joint military region, where the trainees were educated on the constraints and requirements of the Air Force in the conduct of different operations with other armies.
I really appreciate how the presentation was conducted. It gave me a broader clue of how the Cameroonian Air Force is operating.
The trainee officers from 26 countries in Africa and Europe have appreciated the training.
The study tour has made me understand more what was taught in the classroom. Now I can see it.
The study mission in the littoral region will end in the Sanaga Maritime Division. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
Some recently promoted members of the Cameroon Police Force in the Southwest region have been told that their new grade is a call on them to work harder and make bigger sacrifices for the state and its people. Those promoted were awarded epaulets during a ceremony at the Independence Square in Boya, an event that was presided over by Southwest Governor Bernard Okalia-Bilai. Charles Sabounon tells us more in the following report.
A total of 58 members of the National Police Force have been promoted. The first part of the epaulette award was done by Southwest Governor Bernard Okalia-Bilai, who was accompanied by some other administrative authorities and top brass of the security forces. The rest of the promoted members of the corps were decorated by other officials of the police force. The epaulette award marks the beginning of a new chapter in the careers of the promoted members of the police force. They are elated with the recognition and are conscious that so much more is expected from them.
Munya Denis Mba, Assistant Superintendent of Police, promoted to the second grade. I'm overwhelmed. It's an encouragement. And I'm promising my hierarchy that we'll continue to work in the same spirit. So more should come.
There was merrymaking with the loved ones of those who have been promoted, who came to celebrate with them. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Boya.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
After 3 p.m., you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. Medical professionals in Cameroon are charting a new path toward better working conditions, enhanced social protection, and improved healthcare delivery. This is the focus of the 2024 Annual General Assembly of the Cameroon Medical Council, underway in Yaoundé. The gathering marks the first assembly since the election of a new bureau in December last year, led by Dr. Rodolphe Fonkwa. We have details with Rita Yosembo.
Since the new bureau of the Cameroon Medical Council took office, its leadership has initiated significant reforms, including the digitization of administrative and financial management and legal assistance for doctors facing challenges. They have also prioritized combating counterfeit medicines and promoting ethical practices in collaboration with other health organizations. Participants at the General Assembly are now reviewing the Council's 2024 financial and activity report, deliberating on budget proposals, and examining challenges such as health coverage, retirement benefits, and working conditions, as explained by the President of the General Assembly of the Cameroon Medical Council, Dr. Jules Jenbet.
An opportunity to take stock of a year of activities, resolutions made to improve the conditions of insurability and social protection for medical doctors in our country, as well as to modernize the institution's management.
Looking ahead, the Council aims to address unemployment among young doctors, modernize healthcare through telemedicine, and establish a mutual fund to provide supplementary retirement benefits, life insurance, and professional liability coverage. By the end of the day, the Assembly is expected to adopt a roadmap for 2025, ensuring that the dignity and welfare of Cameroonian doctors remain a priority.
Thank you, Rita Yosembom. And a medical doctor working in an urban area typically experiences a fast-paced, high-volume practice with diverse patient populations and access to a wide range of specialists and advanced medical technology. However, they are often faced with challenges like shorter patient appointments, high competition among practitioners, and a higher cost of living compared to rural areas. Colette Jani reports.
Working in an urban area as a medical officer comes with some career advantages, as Zachary Pawu, a physician who has been working in the public health sector for the past 14 years, explains.
Working in an urban setting, you are exposed to hospital with a set of art equipment that permits you to meet the needs of patients. You are exposed to seminars and training schools around that can help you grow professional. So there is exposure to patients from all walks of life with varied health conditions that helps you grow professional. Higher hospital attendance leading to more revenue to the health facility.
Zachary Powell says working in an urban setting also comes with its downsides.
There is higher workloads, many patients to attend to with long turnaround time. Some of them wait for so long and then get discouraged and leave. There's also a high cost of living. You have limited autonomy. Many specialists there. Also, the quality of care at time is reduced. But there is also that aspect of balancing your own family or personal life with work life.
In the urban areas, the caseload for medical experts is more diverse, the medical teams more extensive, and the challenges multifaceted.
And away from the medical field, the Limbe One Council will operate on a budget of 980 million CFA francs in 2025. This projection was made and adopted yesterday during the second ordinary session of the council for 2024, where it was revealed that nearly 20 projects have been earmarked for 2025 to address some pressing needs of the local population. We'll have details with Olivia Mbwayambai of CRTV Southwest.
A total of 18 projects have been earmarked for 2025 by the Limbe One Council. The Mayor Mbwaye Eposi Florence says priority areas will include education, healthcare, agriculture and urban development.
Construction, rehabilitation of schools, concreting of some communal roads, construction of a market, boreholes.
The budget, totaling 980 million, has seen a relative increase of 80 million expected to enable the council achieve its ultimate goal of building a more vibrant municipality.
The increase came as a result of the mortuary that was constructed, the low-cost houses that we constructed, and we started collecting revenue from there.
In the 2024 fiscal year, the Limbe One Council achieved a 100% execution rate, much to the satisfaction of the beneficiary population.
GMLA Emmanuel, president of Quarterheads in Bonadikombo. We have two major axes of roads. The roads were concreted. The health center, two private wards have been built. The slaughterhouse, which is located in Moliwe.
The first assistant SDO for FACO, Awadin, urged the officials, staff and councillors to remain unwavering in their development efforts. Olivia Mbwaye Ambai, CRTV News, Limbe.
And in sports, Kenye Fuju Mariol is the winner of the second edition of Shantabia National Mountain Bike Competition in the women's category in Bagofit, Sun City, East Region. She covered the 12-kilometer closed circuit rough lap in 29 minutes, 40 seconds, and was followed by Bilua Sulu Marvina and Obiluma Buana. In the meantime, latest reports from Bagofit say Cameroon rider Clovis Kamzong Abosolo is leading the race in the elite category that took off after that of the women. For details, let's connect with CRTV's envoy to the race course, Ben Collins Nyeberewo. Good afternoon, Ben Collins.
Jesula, six women, including five from Cameroon, and Nadia Carol Bongiu from the Central African Republic, who won last year's edition of the Shantabia Mountain Race, faced a challenging 12-kilometer off-the-road course. Despite the rough terrain, Kenye Fojo Mariol crossed the finish line in the first position with a time of 29 minutes and 40 seconds. Bilua Solo Marvina and Obio Mama Buana completed the podium in the women's category shortly after the elite men's category took off to tackle the demanding 60-kilometer course through the forest, farmland, and swampy areas. Clovis Kamzong Abosolo quickly broke away from the pack and maintained his lead. Determined to retain the title, he's less than 5 kilometers to the finish line. This year's competition has gained international recognition, with participants from the Central African Republic and an expert from the International Cycling Union in attendance. According to Minister Joseph Le of Public Service and Administrative Reforms, the event's promoter, all that is needed now is official confirmation from the International Union for the competition to go international. The opening ceremony was presided over by Minister Narcisse Moelekombe of Sports and Physical Education, who represented Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, the matron of the competition. Reporting from Bagofit Sun City in the East Region, I am Ben Collins Nyeberiwo with the technical assistance of Achille Biya and Olivia Njimoni.
Thank you, Ben Collins, and your entire team. Still in sports, the fifth edition of the Guinness Women's Super League will start tomorrow with two matches programmed. Itambong will host the defending champions FC Bolova in the first match at the University of Bamenda Stadium, while the Guinness Siku that pits Amazon FAP against Vision Football will kick off at 3 p.m. On Sunday at the annex of the Bepanda Stadium in Douala, Authentic Ladies will clash with Cyclone FC at the annex 1 of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Jar Sport will take on IS Awa. Meanwhile, at the Ngwai Kele Stadium, two matches will be in action over there. And Louvain Prof will play against Eclair of Sa in the first match at 1 p.m. And Lekki Girls, Lekki Fee will play against Kaimo Fee after that encounter. Sports journalists Dewa Fabrice and Afesia Pong say they are looking forward to the Itambong versus FC Bolova encounter.
The major crowd puller should be that pitting Itambong and FC Bolova because of the stakes involved, of course. We know that FC Bolova is a defending champion and a lot of people want to see how they are performing this season, especially considering how they ran into winning the league last season. So a lot of people want to see how they are starting the new season to start evaluating if they were able to defend their crown or not. For Itambong too, it's going to be key one. They made their debut last season, and so their fans to want to see how they're starting the new season because they hope that they're going to perform better this season.
Itambong FC of Nkambe versus FC Bolova, it's going to be an interesting game for us to see how Itambong FC starts their second campaign in the Guinness Super League, given the fact that last year, I think they finished on the 8th position, and they will again train their second season in the Guinness Super League. Probably with more experience from what they learned last year, it will definitely help them this year. And starting the championship against the defending champions and in a home game in Bamenda, we will really be interested in seeing how Itambong can overcome this phenomenon where they failed to win games at home last year.
Now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of one of our top stories. Solutions to challenges faced by Cameroon's medical professionals have been sought at the annual General Assembly of the Cameroon Medical Council, with members evaluating their health coverage, retirement benefits, working conditions, among others. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokosojoki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Coralie Laetitia Amini. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi, Drusilla, mesdames, messieurs. Bon après-midi. Bon après-midi, Drusilla, mesdames, messieurs. Bon après-midi. Coopération Cameroun-Chine, le premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph John Gouté, et le vice-président du comité permanent de l'Assemblée populaire nationale de Chine, en visite officielle au Cameroun, ont eu une séance de travail élargie ce matin à l'immeuble Étoile. Les deux parties ont célébré les fruits d'une coopération mutuellement bénéfique. Esprit d'initiative et de clairvoyance, voilà entre autres valeurs attendues du nouvel inspecteur général des armées nommé le mois dernier par décret du chef de l'État, son Excellence Paul Biya. Le général de brigade Frédéric Ndjokep vient d'être installé dans ses nouvelles fonctions par le ministre délégué à la présidence en charge de la défense, Joseph Bétier Assomo. C'était au cours d'une cérémonie qui a réuni à la salle des conférences du ministère de la Défense la grande famille des armées, la famille biologique du promu ainsi que de nombreuses personnalités. La protection sociale du médecin, la thématique meuble et les échanges de l'Assemblée générale de l'Ordre national des médecins
ouverte ce jour à Yaoundé. Les travaux qui se tiennent au siège de l'institution visent à passer en revue les différents problèmes enregistrés dans l'exercice de cette profession et de faire le bilan des actions menées tout au long de l'année en cours. En sport, deuxième édition de la course nationale VTT Chantal Biya. Le premier coup de pédale a été donné ce vendredi à Bakofit, dans le Hauts-Niang, région de l'Est, par le ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique, le professeur Narcisse Mouelé-Kombi. Au total, 55 coureurs compétissent dans les catégories prestige, dames et élite. C'est la catégorie élite qui a ouvert le bal avec sur la ligne de départ Clovis Camzon à Bessolo. Et le sport, pour refermer le condensé des nouvelles en français, merci de l'avoir suivi. Restez sur la CIR TV car les programmes se poursuivent. Bon après-midi.